This is WCAI. Good afternoon. I'm Steve Junker. One of the significant factors of the storm lashing the Cape and Islands is the threat of coastal erosion. The series of storms this winter has left parts of the coast particularly vulnerable. With us to talk about this is Greg Berman, coastal geologist with Woods Hole Sea Grant in Barnstable County. Greg, I understand you were out this morning assessing a portion of the coast. I'm guessing things were just getting going. Tell us where you were and what you saw.
Hi, Steve. That's right. Yeah, I was along the Cape Cod Bay shoreline between Dennis and Brewster, and this really is just the beginning of the storm. It was one of the many high tides that this nor'easter is going to impact our coastline. So as it's just getting started, I was going out to a few sites that I went out to back in early February during that nor'easter, and when a lot of damage was done during that storm, we knew that subsequent storms were going to have an even greater impact than they might already. So this morning was getting a feel for where this particular tide was going to reach on the beach and how it might impact some of these structures that have already been damaged.
And what are you hearing now this afternoon about the effects of the storm?
Well, it's had a bigger effect than I thought it would this early on. In some areas. The areas I went to, Dennis and Brewster, didn't necessarily get as hit as hard as they will likely tomorrow morning. Tomorrow morning, we're going to have a much longer time for the winds to push water along the southern coastline of Cape Cod Bay, and we'll probably get a longer fetch, more distance for that wind to create bigger waves. You're going to get more erosion. But even already, along the outer Cape, we've seen a reconnection of Ballaston Beach over in Truro. During that early February nor'easter, there was a breach that formed in the dunes there. And even during this morning's high tide, we had a connection through for the Atlantic Ocean, providing water back into the Pamet River area. And also similarly in the town of Sandwich, that Barrier Beach along Town Beach broke in several places during that early February storm. Many overwashes occurred during that storm, and there was a reconnection even this morning of the Cape Cod Bay waters flooding through and carrying some of that material, some of the debris and sand, into the estuarine area and covering the marsh.
And this is such a long-duration event. I'm guessing that it's really going forward that you're going to be watching the next couple of high tides. What are the areas of most concern going forward?
Well, moving into the future depends a little bit on the track of the storm, depending on if it's moving more east or more northerly. But mostly that southern shoreline of Cape Cod Bay, you're going to see a lot of potential damage in the Town Beach of Sandwich area, just because those northern winds are going to have a much longer fetch and duration to build up water in there. You'll still probably see a lot of action on the Outer Cape just because those east winds are going to switch to northeast, but they're still going to have some damage. And then further up in Boston area, Scituate, Winthrop, those kind of areas are going to get their splash over and really depending on the height of the waves in that area, how bad they get it.
And Greg, I assume you'll be out tomorrow taking a look at what the storm is doing. Where are you going to be headed?
Well, I'm going to start off with Sandwich because I get the feeling that it's probably where most of the erosion is going to occur in the upper mid-Cape. And then I'll proceed along to pretty much along the coastline all the way to Dennis and Brewster, looking at some of the structures and roads that got damaged in February, just seeing how much more they're affected during the storm.
Greg Berman, coastal geologist with the Woods Hole Sea Grant in Barnstable County, thanks for speaking with us.
It's been a pleasure.